We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning by the two dots, four lines from the top of Chavav Amud Aleph. It says in the Mishnah that Rav Shimon says certain words, cryptic words. It says, Amar Rav Shimon, B'tchilo Yikarin Oisufei Shvius, Oisufei Shvius, and afterwards, Mishirabu Ha'anasim, what happened? Chazlu Kreisim Seichre Shvius. What's going on in this Mishnah? What does this mean? My karma. Amar Rav Yehuda, Hach karma. B'tchilo Yoyimrim, Oisufei Shvius Ksherim. People gather Shvius, fruits and vegetables from Shvius, Ksherim, the kosher, but Seichrim Psulim, and Seichrim Psulim, which means like this, that if you gather Shvius and you pick it up and then you eat it before Zman beer, it's not a problem. That's called Echol, it's not called Schaira. But if you sell it, make a business out of it, then you're puzzled. But what happened was, Mishrabu Mamtiye Moyes La'aniyim, what happened was, people used to give money to the Aniyim and told Aniyim, you pick Paris for us. And we'll pay you for them. And used to bring it, which means that it turned out that the people gathering payers weren't doing it for themselves. They were doing it for the Ashirim. Didn't pass for the Ashirim to go collect payers. So they hired the Aniyim to go collect the payers. And not only did they hire them, they paid them for the payers. They wanted them to give them a certain amount of payers. You say, I'll pay you a dollar an apple and finish. And they went ahead and they went to gather all these payers. And they sold it to the Ashirim. So it turned out they were really Seichre Shvius. Because like the Yad Rama speaks out, but Etzem, you are allowed to pay Schar Tircha for only to pick up Paris for you. That's not a problem. If you don't, it doesn't pass you to go pick up free Paris upon Shvius, you'll have to hire someone to pick up the Paris for you. That's not a problem. But here what they were doing is, they didn't want to pay him by the hour. So what they did was, they paid him for the Paris itself. And therefore, it became like a Seichre Shvius. So if you see someone gathering Shvius, it turned out, beginning, it was fine, not a problem. It's kosher la'edus. But now that you see someone gathering peiros, we assume that he's gathering it for the Ashirim and selling it for the Ashirim, and therefore they're pasul la'edus. So chazul la'ima echazav echazav psulim. The only problem is, yeah. Daniim who are gathering the peiros.
Yeah,
he's in the orchard. No, he doesn't own an orchard. He works in the electronics. Whatever he does. He does mortgages. Tefker.
Who's
the
Ani or the
Asher? The one who does the Seicher Shvius means the Ani. The Ani is selling his Paris. He's doing business with Paris Shvius. So he does business with Paris Shvius. It's a problem. It becomes possible. So they used to say the Oisve Shvius are kosher because you're allowed to gather Paris for your family. Even if you have enough stock for a month or two, it's fine, as long as you finish it for Zman beer. But at the end of the day, they were selling it to the Ashirim, and therefore it was a problem of Seichre Shvius. So what does Mishnah say? Mishnah says, Meikara betchilo yikari noisa Oisve Shvius. Mishnah rabo anosim chazu kreisim Seichre Shvius. Start calling them Seichre Shvius. The obvious question is, that's I read the Mishnah again, is what's Mishnah rabo anosim? Pray to Gemara, Koshu Bebe Nei Rachava, I don't like your pshat. Hi, Mishra Rabba Anosim, Mishra Rabba Atagorim, Abayle. She said, Mishra Rabba Atagorim, the businessman, not Mishra Rabba Anosim. What's Anosim got to do with anything? Anosim means people who force, they're like strong men, that's what means Anosim. What is Chaychas to this? This is not something to do with being strong, this is the Nia making a business out of it. Say, Mishra Rabba Atagorim. So it can't be pshat. Ela, pshat like this. Tchilo Yoimrim, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Psulim. The beginning is to say that everyone is possible. Even Oisve Shvius, who do it for Shvius, are possible. What's the reason? Because Midrabanan, you're not supposed to also hoard a bunch of Paris for a very long time. And therefore they said, by the beginning, that you're not allowed to sell Paris, which means Seichre Shvius, you're not allowed to either hoard Paris as well. You can't do either one. They're both possible Eidus, because there's Isdrabanan to hoard Paris. And therefore, if someone does this, he's possible Eidus. Mishirobo Anasim, or Maini, or Anuno, what happened was that there was a tax, the governor demanded taxes, and because of that, the Rabbanon relaxed the issue of gathering payers. Because since Shvius is the Rabbanon, therefore, Kremachos Rav Yanai puku v'ziru b'Shvius m'shumanuna. He said he even could plant on Shvius because it's a danger now. The governor wants taxes; we need payers, and therefore, if you see someone gathering payers, the oisim are kosher now because we are assuming they are gathering for the arnuna. Today already, he's saying you need this for the arnuna, and therefore, they said oisim ksheim and seichem apsulim. And that's what happens to Rabbi Nosson. So beginning, mikara, what it says, mikara, betchila karinos oisim shvius, means betchila we held oisim shvius apostle edus also, because you're not allowed to be oisim shvius, not allowed to gather shvius. Mishra Rabba Anasim, and now the Klai Yisrael needs Peiris to give to the governor. So now already, it's not anymore a posuladus. It's not a posuladus because they have a right to do it, but didn't Chazal already do it? You don't want to go up and say Puku Vaziru, you don't even want to plant, because since it's Zman Zez Rabbanon, so they relax their Issa Rabbanon, B'makoim, the Chi of taxes. So I'm going to Rav Chia Bar Znuki, Rav Shimon Yitzedek, have a cause of Lab, Roshana Ba'asya. So Rav Chia and Rav Shimon were going to work on an Iber Shana in Asya. Now, Tosfos speaks out, Asya is really Chutz La'aretz, and the kasha is, you're now allowed to be Ma'abed the Shana in Chutz La'aretz. What's doing in Eretz Yisrael? So Tosfos answers, they went to do the Machshavah, which means the Cheshbonos, of making the Iber Shana, the calculations. So Rav Chia and Rav Shimon were going. Pogabar Shlaka met them, so he says, you know what, I want to go along, I want to see how you do it. Itva ba'adayu, Oma Izil Echzi Hechi Avdi Uvda. I want to get Shimosh, I want to see how we do Iber Shana. Chazi Lahu, so on the way, they were walking, they were on a trip, walking or going by wagon, they were going to the Asya on the trip. So Chazi on the way, they saw Lahu Gavra, the Kokarib, they saw someone in Eretz Yisrael, they saw him being a car plowing. So Rav Shlaka saw the guy plowing, Omohen, the guy must be a Kayin v'chayrish. We'll see later on, the Kahanim were choshud to be over the Indian of Shvius. So he said, this guy must be a Kayin in v'chayrish. So Amr Loi, so the other two tzaddikim said, let's be down the Kav's Kos. Yachal Oymar, agistu ina ni b'saychay. Which means I'm working for someone. Rashi explained like this, Tup Shatim, either Sachir v'karka shanachri, either I'm working for a guy, it belongs to a guy, it's not a problem. Inam v'shamar nuna, Sochel Avayis Lachshu. Oh, because Arnuna, and then you'll have to do it for Arnuna. So maybe that's the case. Either it's Arnuna, he's working for a guy. Why being Chashashim? Okay. Suchazu Gavri, so another person, Dava Kosach Bakarmi. He was pruning the trees. Pruning the trees means, this is talking about the vines, he was cutting off the dry vines, which helps it grow better. And that's also on Shvias. Omalahan, so he said to the other two tzaddikim, Rav Shlaka said, look, this guy is a Kohen Vizomer, he's a Kohen, he's doing the pruning on Shvias. The two tzaddikim told him, he's, you know, you could say that this guy is not really doing this for pruning. Pruning means he's doing it to make the trees better. Here he's doing it, means they used to keep all the olives in this big basket in order to keep it in one place so you could press it, and it was made out of these branches. So he's just doing it for, he's cutting branches for that. And that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to cut branches for your use for your baskets. So maybe that's what he's doing it for. Omar Lahem, Halev Yadeya, the heart knows, in La'akal Malkakaz. The Rishak says the heart knows if it's for fixing the basket, make a basket, or if La'akaz, which means for crookedness, which means to be over Shvias. You know, he was saying, I don't believe really exactly what he's saying, but what you're saying, it's very possible the guy's doing it to prune. So Gemara wants to know which story happened first. Hey, Amalu Bereisha, Ilim Hakamaisa Amalu Bereisha. If the story that happened first, which story happened first? The one that's printed here first said it happened first. So Hanami Lemur Agistani Besaychay. Why don't we say on the next Gemara also that he's Agistan, that he could say Agistan. Like the second excuse, the first excuse works for the second story also. The first excuse was that I'm a worker for a guy, or that I'm doing Kuzar Nuna. So in the second story, you can answer the same thing. So Zakta Gemara, Hey Amalu Bereisha, Ilam Hakamai Samalu Bereisha, Hanami Lemru Bereisha, Hanamalu, Hanamalu Lemru, I guess it's not even Saichai. Elaha Amalu Bereisha, what did he say first? He said first the second story. And there you had an excuse of Eikal Beisabat. And after he said the other story of Agistoin, he said the story of Agistoin, that's why he came up with the second excuse. Yeah.
Didn't we say earlier that Yinasi Marbish on the Mishnah Shmita?
Right now, what? Oh, very good, Kasha. So that's why Tosfos is very excellent. Tosfos speaks that. That's why they don't do the Cheshbonos. Look at Tosfos inside. Let's Tosfos inside. Abishon Basya. Look, Tosfos. From Tavah Hech, Hoim Abin Basya, Asya Chutz Laretzi. V'yashloimar, Tosfos answers, the Abbe, Rots Loimar, Lachshoi, do calculations. Hochi Mashmah, V'dekoma, Koyin V'chorish, Mashmah Shvias Hoysa. V'ima Abin Nashvon of Shvias. So obviously, they're just going through the calculations. They weren't actually going to do the Ibra Hashanah. So, Gemara Vayter. So, Maishla Koyin, why did he say, like he kept saying Koyin v'zomer, or Koyin v'chorosh, why did he pick Koyin? Shin d'chashid ha'shvias. We know Kahanim ha'choshir ha'shvias, the Tran, the Tanya, so'ob chumash nof l'meyah so'an shal shvias. You have 100 so'an shvias, which obviously everyone can eat, and a saw of truma fell into it. So if it's 100 to 1, the halacha is bottle, and everyone can still eat it. Tala. Pachis mekan, if there's only 99 shvias or 98 shvias and one truma, the halacha is that it all becomes demua, becomes mixed with truma. And the only one that can eat it is a kayin. So pachis mekan, yirkavu, let it rot. Why don't you just sell it to a kohen? And you can't charge it for the truma, for the one saw of truma, because truma is a present for him, but you can sell him all the rest, and you can sell it to a cheaper also, because if no one could eat it besides for a kohen, but sell it to him, but dmei truma means cheaper, chutz v'dei yosisah. Why don't you sell it to a kohen? But Rav Chiya v'shmei de'ula, zoi samaras, nechstu kahanim ha-shvi'es, the choshir ha-shvi'es. What does it mean, the choshir ha-shvi'es? So they're going to save it for after Zman Bir. They'll buy this 100 saw. They're not going to finish it before Zman Bir. On shvi'es, at a certain time, when you have to get all the pears out of the house and give it to the animals, and finish whatever you have to eat, you can't keep it. You can't hoard those pears past Zman Bir. And kahanam ha-choshir that. Why the choshir on that? Because the Meribah Teiri, they say, look, we're mutter truma, we're kachik gadashim. So our shvi'es also, which is also mutter. We're mutter and kachim. You know, we have a different dinim. Therefore, kahanim are choshir ha-shvi'es. And see, from here like that, you can't sell it to a coin. So that's what happened. That was the story of here. So Maisa, the two tzaddikim who were going with Rosh Lakish, Rav Chia and Rav Shimon, they said, this Rosh Lakish he just keeps on finding problems with everyone. Amru Terudu Hudain. This guy Rosh Lakish is counter on Huzem. This Talmud Chacham Rosh Lakish is bothering us. He keeps on finding problems. So Kimatul Hashem, they got to Asya, Salikulig, they went up to the second floor, Shaful Dagam with the Shayan. They threw away the steps, they did not let Rosh Lakish up. Rosh Lakish was very upset. Also came to Rabbi Yechanan, so Rosh Lakish came to Rabbi Yechanan. Amalei, b'nei Odom ha-kashudim ha-shviyas, k'shem la-vashana, are people who are choshar ha-shviyas, are they choshar la-vashana ha-shana? Because he meant to say that this Rav Chiya and Shimon, they don't care, they're not moichem, people who are doing shviyas. Ha-domar, so then Rosh Lakish said to himself, loy kashli midi, it's not so shver. Midi dahava, loy kashli, midi dahava, shloish rei baka. We had before, there was a story with the three rei baka that were talking about Adar. If Dain Adar, he said, oh, if the cow is very hot in the afternoon or very cold in the morning, is this Adar? And the whole different things with the shloish rei baka. So he said, you know what? Even three rei baka could do chesbainus. So that's so shver. Then v'hadam and all. Then he said no. Like dami, hasam had imnu rabbanim ve'abrua. There, the rabbanim went ahead again and made and worked on the ibra again himself. Ve'abrua lahushata. Hacha kesher rasham. Here it's a kesher rasham. The kesher rasham ain't a minion, and kesher rasham is not a minion. These chevra consider kesher rasham, and that's any minion. Amar Rav Yechon da aka. That already Adam. That's already a tzara to say that. That's not true. Not rasham. The first time when he said Shloish Rei Bakar, he wasn't Meicha. But when he heard that the saying that Rosh Lakish is saying that those two are Rishon, he says Da Aka. That already that's already too much. Now, the Chayrut Lo Shver was saying is that before the Gemara said Shloish Rei Bakar is not a problem. Why? Because the Rabbanan did it over. If he ties over here also, this is just the calculations. It wasn't the actual Ibra. So the Meiri says that the calculations also have to be done Ayidei. Non-Aidei Nemonim. It has to be done Aidei Tamid Chamu who are Nemonim and not Rishon, and that was the time over here.
What year were they trying to do Ma'abra?
The next year. Okay, also Kamei Rav Yechanan, which is also Machlekes, by the way. You have to show us we have Machlekes, but that we go with that Mandiyama. Ki also look Kamei Rav Yechanan, and they came from Rav Yechanan, Amrulei, so Maisa, the Rav Chia and Rav Shimon, Rav Chia ben Bar Zrunki and Rav Shimon Yitzchak came in front of Rav Yechanan, and Amru Le Kari Lon Raya Baka Vlo Amru Le Midi Le Amru Le Mar Vlo Midi. The Rosh Lakish calls us Raya Baka. He didn't say anything back. Amalahu. So he answered back to the Kari Lahu Raya Tzoy Maya Minale. If they would have said Raya Tzoy, what should I say? Which means like this: that don't be so upset. They called Raya Baka. Raya Baka are not really pasuleidus. We have before. On the Afchav Hema base, that Raya Baka are not Pasleidus. So he said, imagine you called the Raya Tzayin, it would be much worse. He didn't even call you Pasleidus, so I didn't feel I have to be Meicha. By Kesher Hashem, my taka was Meicha. I said, Da'aka. For this, I don't have to be Meicha. My Kesher Hashem, what's an example of real Kesher Hashem? Like we said before, Kesher Hashem. Zot Gemara, Shavna, there was a big Talmud Chacham that was in charge of Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda's household. His name was Shavna. And Shavna have a darish betleisa ravisa. He used to darshan in front of 130,000 tamidim, Chizkiah had a little bit smaller share, his amount of people. Chizkiah avadaris bechad sari ravsa, 110,000. But Bishavna even had a bigger share than Chizkiah. No, Chizkiah was there, the Olam learned Torah, a lot of people learned Torah. He also Sacheriv, when Sacheriv came with Tzara led Yishlayim and laid siege on Yishlayim, Koshav Shavna Piska, he took a paper, Shad of Agiri sent over an arrow over the wall that said, Shavna Vesiata Yishlimun. So he says, Shavna and my entourage, which means my Tamidim, want to do Shalom with you. Chizkiah Vesiat Lo Yishlimun, Chizkiah do not want to make Shalom. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Gihine HaRasham Yidachun, the Shom will trample Keshesh Koinu Chitzam Al Yeser. So the drasha is chitzam is the chetz, yeser is the roiv. That's the Rasha learns. So the roiv wanted to make shalom according to Shavna. Chizkiah was scared. Oh my, dumachas shalom v'tiyad the kash baruch basru. Maybe the kash baruch will go basru the roiv, and they want to be machnir himself to sacher, which is not good. We don't want to be to go into sacher. We'll get his shittas, his hashkafas. We want to fight them. So kivan the ruba. So maybe they go back to Rav. Can do Mimsri and not Mimsri. It will be Nimsri to Sacher. But Navi, I'm like, no, don't worry. Lo Shemrun Kesher Lachash Yemal Amazak Kesher, which means to say, claim a Kesher Rishonim. This is a group of Rishonim. The Kesher Rishonim in the minions. No Rav. Not called the Rav. It doesn't count. Kesher doesn't count. Now this Shavna Halach Lachsel Kever Kever Beis David. He went to dig himself a kever in the Chelka of the Kvarim of the graves of Beis David. What are you doing here? This is you're not part of the Malchus. He had hopes to become Rashi says Mizgah Limroid Malchus, become a Moisei Vekvurus Malach. He had his hopes to become a Malach. He says, what are you doing here? Kichusaf lepoy kever. And then it says in the pasuk that Yeshayahu gave him a klala. Hine Hashem matat klal tiltal agaver. Hashem will put you in a galus of a man. Why? What's the galus of a man? Oh, Rav tatul de gaver koshi v'ditza. The galus of a man is harder than if a lady goes to the galus. The reason why a lady goes to the galus, people have rachmanis on her, and therefore it's a little easier. So you're going to get a galus of man. And the pasuk is vaita. The pasuk is vaita. In the same pasuk, va'oitecha atoy, which on Rav Yisrael Rachinim, alam v'chaparcha v'tzras, learn from here they got tzras, k'siv hacha va'otcha atoy, v'k'siv hasa v'asofam yata. There it says, sofam yata, it says by a metzaira, so we see he got tzras. And then the pasuk says in Yeshaya, this is the next pasuk Yeches, Tzenoif yitznofecha tzenefa kadur al eretz rechaves yadayim. So we darsh from that means that the armies will surround you like a wall and put you into eretz rechaves yadayim. Tana hu bikish kloim beis adonav. He wanted the embarrassment of the bias of his master of Yechizkio. L'fikach nevach kvoid lekoloin. Therefore, his cover turned into embarrassment. Now I want to say what happened. Kavanofik, Ihu, Solomaisa, Shavno decided to go outside the wall with his entourage in order to make Shalom. Also, Gavriel, Achtel Doshabape, Mashriyosa. What happened was, he walked out, and right after he walked out, Gavriel came and shut the door, and the whole entourage stayed in Yerushalayim. And he landed himself on the other side. So Sacheriv asked, like, where's your entourage? You're making a joke out of me. You never really had anyone. Nakvu ba'akava made a hole in his heels. V'talub, and they tied him to the tails of the sus. They slept him around over the thorns, and he died from that. A terrible death. And it was bothering me, actually, that the Gemara said just 2 minutes ago, Vashem, in the Nevu of Yeshaya, that he's going to Gullis, he's in all different things about him. Is he going to Gullis? Is he going to Taras? What happened? It looks like he got killed in this terrible death. So I asked the Talmud Chacham last night, and he found the Meshech Chacham, and it talks about it. It seems like maybe he got Taras right away. It's not clear how he Mekayim the king of Gullus, maybe that's not clear. It's not clear because I think the Meshech Chachma says that he got tzaras and he had to leave the machnes. That was the king of the Gullus. But like upon him, you have to know exactly what was the king, because here it says he got this terrible death. And what's pshat is used Talmud Chacham. He had 130,000 talmidim. How did this happen? So the Mashal explains from the next Gemara. Amar Belaza Shavna Bal Hanohaya. He liked pleasures. Ksiv Hacha Leich Ba El Asoichen Azeh. That's what it says over here in regards to Shavna. It says, Koyama Hashem Lekim Tzavakois, Lech boy el asoyik and azah el shavna asher al abayis. And v'ksiv hosav tilei sechenes, it says by David HaMelech that the Avishag was a sechenes. So you see, it has to do with Hano. Rashi is a different shot. Rashi is Balano Kmashmoi. He liked pleasures. V'yashoyim mishkav zochav. In any case, he was nishkin grace at tzaddik, and this would happen to him at the end. Someone who has Torah with Hano doesn't work. I'll read the Losh Mashal because it's a very important Mashal for those who seek Hano and Torah. So Mashal explains like this. He says, "Lefi shahoyah shav natam chacham alam atar v'rabim kimesuper." So he says, "Well, how does this happen?" He says, "Al tatam amashak diach tafsi lekakach v'rabim shreikva heil al kosel lich ba'osaychen shahoyah ba'anov." But Omar, "But mi atar miskayemes misha meimis atzmoy aleha v'loy v'bali anoyes." It's very only person who meimis atzmoy al tayra could be miskayev v'loy v'bali anoyes, and that's the vart why this happened to Shavu.